It is a Wellness Wednesday on a beautiful spring morning. Izelle Huffman and I are recording this, and we've just realized that Friday this week is International Coffee Day. Izelle Huffman, it is our week. It is our day. It's time to celebrate. Good morning, my
friend. Hello, Danny. How are you doing?
I am far more excited for Friday than I should be now, to be honest.
Oh, I know, right? I mean, usually people live for Fridays because it's the weekend after that. But, you know, especially because I don't drink or anything like that, I do have a special soft spot for a good quality cup of coffee. And every year when International Coffee Day, you know, make its turn, the 1st of October, I get so excited. And this year it falls on a Friday. So it gives you more and more reason to drink that extra coffee on Friday as well as Saturday as well as Sunday.
I'm going to start today. So I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to have that extra coffee.
Oh, you're going to build up from today. I do like that idea as well.
Okay, my friend, you are the wellness queen. You know about food better than anyone else does. Your cookbook is incredible, but I wanted to talk to you a little bit about coffee because I am, like you are, a coffee snob. And if you are opening a tin of coffee for instant coffee at your house, I'm not having it. And, it also depends on what instant coffee, the more like up-range instant coffee you're opening, depending on whether I'm having coffee or water. But before we get into the coffee and how to identify good coffee, I've heard conflicting things all over that coffee is bad for you, coffee is good for you, coffee gives you anxiety, coffee's bad for your heart. Tell me the truth about coffee, because, I mean, I'm not giving it up, but what's the truth?
You know, Danny, first of all, it depends what, for me, it depends what blood group you are. You know, coffee by nature, a good quality cup of black coffee. So let's talk espresso, Americano, before we add any creamer to that. That is quite acidic. So if you're struggling with acidity levels in the body, you're going to have to be mindful on how you consume your cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I love my coffee, I do struggle with joint problems, quite a lot of inflammation in the joints at all times, especially in the mornings when I wake up. So for me, it's quite important that I drink my coffee in such a way that it doesn't affect my health in any way, especially when it comes to the acidity levels. And for that reason, I will always consume a good quality cup of coffee in a cappuccino form made with unsweetened almond milk. And we can also discuss a bit of creamers now and as well, because, you know, people's like, do you use full cream? Do you use low-fat milk? I don't use dairy at all. So I had to find a plant-based alternative that's really going to give me the best of both worlds. And then, yes, you get your coconut milk, you get your oat milk, you get your almond milk, but the coconut milk and the oat milk is not going to neutralize the acidity in the coffee. Is it going to make it all creamy and frothy? Yes, 100%. But is it going to resolve the problem, especially when I'm referring to myself? No, it's not. And for that reason, unsweetened almond milk is the only one I would go for. And people also start reading labels, because if you are sensitive to, you know, things like corn products specifically, and I'm talking about blood group O people here, you know, you need to check the corn starch levels in certain of these products. So if it is a barista blend, and it's usually that almost extra creamy, a frothy one, it is going to 100% contain some form of corn starch or anything like that. So first of all, you need to read up on that. Second of all, they put a lot of sunflower oil in these products also, you know, from a shelf life point of view, but also to affect sort of the way it froths and it sort of mixes with whatever you mix it with. Mm. And then thirdly, a lot of these products contain sugar. Now for me, sugar causes inflammation, so I would avoid that at all times. But, you know, a lot of vegan people do make use of sugar. They don't mind that. But for me, is if I had to go for an almond milk that's loaded with sunflower oil, sugar and cornstarch, I might as well, you know, drink the normal dairy, because the inflammation levels is going to be the same.
Yeah.
And and I mean, coffee is not just coffee. A creamer is not just creamer, but a good quality cup of coffee, a little bit, can really go a long way. And that's why I, by choice, will always prefer bean to cup if I can. Mm. But sometimes you travel. Sometimes you don't know if you're staying in a specific guest house or hotel or accommodation, stuff like that, what kind of coffee they will have. And for that reason, I also do have my favorite instant coffees that I travel with. And people just start reading labels. There's a lot of on the cheaper side, you know, of the, you know, from a price range, a lot of the instant coffees actually, in fact, contain a lot of chicory. It's not even 100% coffee, which means it's loaded with gluten. So again, if you're going to be gluten intolerant, those are the kind of things that you need to be looking out for.
So when I'm reading a label, I want no chicory, I want 100% coffee. Does the price mean that it's going to be better or less better?
Well, it works with any and everything like that in life. Quality comes at a price. As soon as it's two for the price of one, and or it's from the, like I say, the more cheaper ranges of coffee, unfortunately, it's not 100% coffee. I mean, you can even use honey as an example there. As soon as honey is started mixed with diluted, or it's been processed, or they started adding sugar to it, it's usually the cheaper honeys. Yeah. I mean, you can, you know, compare raw honey's price to, you know, the more liquid, cheaper end of honeys. And yes, you're still buying honey at a cheaper price, but you're not really buying 100% honey. And the same sort of goes with coffee. And I'm bringing honey into the conversation because if I do decide to sweeten my coffee, and that's usually never the ones early in the morning, I do like them quite strong and not bitter, but with the almond milk, it just really gives you a beautiful creamy cup of coffee. But after lunchtime, sometimes I do add some honey to my coffee. But again, if it's not going to be the right good quality raw honey, then I'd rather not have it.
Agreed. You know what? We are the same people, Izelle Hoffman. I mean, I'm on this journey now and there's no turning back, but I've got to tell you, when it comes to coffee, you and I are one and the same. Got to be good quality. Got to have raw honey straight from the farm. I prefer bean to cup, and my almond milk has got to be the pink one. Always. And forever. And that was
the pink one, the pink unsweetened one, right?
And that,
you know, at the end of the day, it is, for me, it's quality over quantity. I'll rather, if you gave me a budget of $50, have one, or maybe pushing for two really good quality cups of coffee, you know, compared to maybe four cheaper end ones or something like that. So rather invest in the quality ones and, you know, sort of stray away from the less quality ones or the lower quality ones. And then you will be investing mindfully in your health, of course.
Now, on the website, jacarandafm.com, Izelle shared with us a recipe from her Mindful Eating Cookbook. It is the best cookbook. I promise you, it's going to change the way you look at food. It's going to change the way you meal prep, whatever you're doing in your life, whether you're healing, whether you're growing, whether you're training, whether you're trying to sleep and eat better. This is the book for you. And the recipe that she shared with us today is the chocolate espresso biscuits. It's on the website and you can go and check it out. They're the perfect combo for Friday for your coffee for World Coffee Day. I'm just saying. And they're not hard to make. And they store really well.
Yes. Yeah. I always say these biscuits really give you the best of both worlds. It's like coffee for people on the go, you know, depending on like what quality of coffee you would add to this recipe. So Danny, if you actually baked this recipe this week, right?
Yes, I did. I did. But I didn't have hazelnuts. So yeah, we didn't have garnish. But the whole other one is the same.
Oh, and tell me, as a matter of interest, did you use an instant coffee or did you add one shot of a strong espresso to your mix?
How did you know me?
No, I just had to ask because I was so excited when you shared with me you baked this biscuit, and I was like, oh, I'm definitely asking you which one you preferred.
So full disclosure, I might have been a bit heavy-handed on the coffee because Phil bit into one and just pulled a face at me. And they're very lovely. They're very nice and sweet, but I really like coffee. And Phil, I put a double espresso in.
Oh, I do like you even more right now. yes. I often do that as well. And you know what? My recipes are written in such a way that you can adapt and change it to whatever you like. I mean, I often tell people, use my cookbook as an inspiration. Use the recipes as an inspiration to, you know, put something together that you love. So if you're going to be adding more coffee because that's what you're fond of, by all means, go for it. And when you actually work with the liquid form, so the espressos in this recipe, it actually makes the biscuits a little bit more chewy, almost like a brownie texture.
Yes.
Yes. And it's just like, oh, you cannot just have one. You can have one if it's a very big one, but ideally the recipe is for 20 to 24 biscuits, but I just can't stop at one, Danny. I need to have three at least, and they're quite filling as well. So once you're done with number three, lucky number three, it's sort of just... it hit the sweet spot, and then you've had enough. You're quite nice and full, but we're going to have to talk about these ingredients quickly, just because people's always like, no, when it comes to biscuits and baked goods, there must be sort of, you know, an ingredient in there that is actually not healthy, because people think biscuits and, you know, any baked goods, desserts and things are always loaded with sugar and dairy and refined products, mm-hmm. and it must be unhealthy. So I'm so happy we get to share this recipe today. So the base for this is almond flour. People remember, almonds is alkalizing for all four blood groups. It's a beautiful anti-inflammatory. And remember, we spoke about the fact that coffee is acidic, a good quality coffee. We're talking about the black coffee without any creamer here. So if you're going to be, you know, consuming these biscuits with your coffee, already you're one step in the right direction, because the coffee is already going to, well, the biscuit is already going to neutralize the acidity being caused by your cup of coffee that you would be drinking. Then for the extra crunch, we add some diced almonds in there, and we're going to have to talk about the 1 heaped tablespoon of raw cacao powder. Now, raw cacao is an unprocessed, unrefined form. It's just the best excuse I've ever had to consume chocolate every day. So it's loaded with antioxidants, very high content of calcium. And then it's also, people, ladies, listen, a natural diuretic. So you won't sit with water retention after you had these biscuits. So please, honey, dunk another one in your coffee. And then, of course, you can't do sweet without salt. You're going to add it like a good quality salt, like your Oryx salt, a teaspoon of bicarb of soda, because when you bake biscuits, you need the bicarb of soda for that crispy crunchiness. And that's what we're after here. Now, our only butter form that we use in this is, again, almond butter for the alkalizing purposes. Then we're going to sweeten it with our raw honey, 6 tablespoons. We're going to add some vanilla essence in there. And then, of course, your coffee. And you can then garnish it with your coffee beans, hazelnuts, even be naughty and add a macadamia nut there. And I'm saying being naughty because macadamia nuts, from a calorie perspective, people, is double the amount of calories than almonds. But they're also not – they got a lot of health benefits, but they're not alkalizing. But one macadamia nut has never killed a cat, right? And there's lots of loaded other health benefits in there. So if you do feel like adding them, Bob's your uncle.
Also, just a little pro tip here. I had some raw cacao nibs left over from another thing that I made. I think it was an Izal thing. I'm pretty sure all the healthy stuff is Izal stuff. But I threw some in half of the batch. And that little chocolatey nib, it's amazing. Oh, my gosh. It's, look, you can't eat them by handfuls like chocolate, because they're not chocolate. I mean, they're chocolate, but they haven't been processed. Your palate isn't used to them. But in the biscuit, in this biscuit, they're so good, and they're so good for you. So if you have them on hand, definitely do them. And I saw, and this is not a punt because I'm not sponsored, but food lovers have them, and they're not expensive if you go and like dish them up yourself.
Oh, yeah. So people, just start shopping around and start investing time in your health, because it is the best investment you will ever make. And by knowing where to buy what ingredients, you are investing that time in your health when you make the effort to go to specific retailers to go and purchase them.
Izal Huffman, my friend, I love talking to you on a Wednesday. Where can we follow you? What are you up to for the rest of the week?
So my friend, be on the lookout on my social pages. It is, you know, from an I&J perspective and from a fish perspective, a lot of people actually don't know that today is World Heart Day as well. And for that reason, people, be on the lookout for ingredients that is also good for your heart and good for your health. And I've been involved with I&J for the last month now, with regards to building up to today. And you can see on their website, my recipe is there. It is also a recipe that is in my book. We shared the antipasti style hake fillet. So if you haven't tried it yet, I'm going to encourage you to try it, because it's so yummy. It looks impressive. It looks the part. It's loaded with healthy ingredients and benefits, of course, because again, if you start reading the ingredients, we have discussed this recipe before, Danny. Yeah. It's just an all-rounder look good, feel good recipe, and you can, you know, put it on the lunch or dinner table, even when friends or family is coming over. So yeah, also be on the lookout for that. And then of course, yeah, any and everything building up to World Coffee Day. I mean, I'm in it to win it this week. So be on the lookout for that as well. And then I'll be chatting to you again next week. But if people is trying this recipe, please do tag us, both Danny Painter and myself, in your creations and celebrate World Coffee Day with us.
Yes, definitely. At Izelle Hoffman everywhere. Izelle, have the most beautiful Wellness Wednesday and Wellness Week. And I will catch up with you next week.
There we go, my friends. Stay healthy and stay blessed.